sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Flag. I'm Rich Jackram. The NFL has suspended Greg Hardy for the first 10 games of the upcoming season for a domestic violence incident. He had sat out every game last year after the opener while on the commissioner's exempt list. Scott Brooks' future was in limbo when the Thunder missed the playoffs, and today he learned his fate as GM Sam Presti flew to California to inform Brooks that he had been fired after 7 seasons as head coach of the Thunder. The NBA playoffs continue tonight with 3 games on the schedule. Al Horford said he'll play despite a dislocated pinky and will try to help the Hawks to a 2-0 series lead over the Nets. The Grizzlies go for their second straight against the Blazers, while the Spurs will try to avoid falling into a 2-0 series hole when they meet the Clippers in L.A. Baseball action this afternoon in Chicago. Right now, top of the ninth, the White Sox have a 6-0 lead over the Indians. Jose Abreu with a big day, 2-for-4, a home run, and 3 RBIs. Jeff Samardzija went 6 innings, allowed 6 hits, struck out 3, and walked 2. The Astros go for their 5th in a row tonight in Seattle, while the Mets have been the surprise of the first few weeks. They've won 9 in a row and look to extend the streak tonight against the Braves. The Mets have been able to have success while overcoming injuries early. Manager Terry Collins had one reason why, has been strong performances from their starting pitchers.
We knew that the system was going to start sending some players here, and our pitching was going to be okay. We got another great, well-pitched game by John, and when you have that on your mind in that clubhouse, that you know you're going to be, you know, you'll be kept in the game, it just makes the game a little easier to play.
John East was last night's winner. Dylan G will start tonight for New York. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, this is Brandon Tierney.
And I'm Tiki Barber.
And we're talking sports with you weekdays from 9 to 12 Eastern. Tiki and Tierney right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up, it's Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. We're going to try and cover it all here, okay? Scott Brooks fired today, but early today, he put out a tweet about being happy and staying at the University of Connecticut, which I think most of us are like, all right, so that means he's staying, he's not getting the job, Billy Donovan's getting the job. And then there was some other tweet after Scott Brooks was fired, and it was a little bit more ambiguous. Now, Adam Zagora, who works for SNY in New York, says the Thunder are already talking to Kevin Ollick. We had Ken Berger on from CBS Sports, and he tweeted out and told us that that everybody thinks Billy Donovan's going to get offered the job. This is his chance to go to the NBA. There's some similarities between when Urban Meyer left Florida for family reasons, right? And why I think Billy Donovan may, in fact, have found the perfect timing to leave. Get to that upcoming in a moment. We got big games tonight. Major League Baseball, Giants, Dodgers with Madison Bumgarner, of course, was the World Series MVP. Going against the two-time sitting Cy Young Award winner in Clayton Kershaw. Nats, part of a great night in D.C. sports, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals as well. And then in the NBA, you got a couple playoff games, most notably Spurs-Clippers game two. We'll talk about that later this hour. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get better parts, better prices every day. We'll have the parts you need to get the job done right. Stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. Mikey in Louisiana submitted a question at Ask the Pros to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Oh, Mike in L.A. I thought it was L.A. was Louisiana. I apologize. Mike in L.A. submitted a question. You can submit a question anytime you want now at CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Doug, should the Lakers even want Rondo next year? Yes, but at a discounted rate and a short-term contract. Look, Rondo's been a disaster. They don't know how to use him. He hasn't jived well with his coach. I think he respects Kobe Bryant, and I think he's better than he's played. You're like, oh, he stinks now. Yeah, well, you know what? Nobody's going to be as good at their job when their boss doesn't think they're good. You lose your confidence in sports. Confidence is the world's greatest performance enhancer. And we've seen so many athletes, you take away their performance enhancers, they can't perform. I wouldn't want to give him huge money, but at a discount rate, a guy who's won an NBA title, to see what he can do on a two-year deal, I would absolutely do it. But again, discount rate. And assuming you get Kevin Love, you get a big draft pick, you got Kobe Bryant, you got Rondo, that actually makes sense to me. But you got to be very careful because you have to have a strong personality to go along with the buy-in from Kobe Bryant, because Rondo shut it down last night. I don't care what the Dallas has said he's done for the series because of a back injury. That didn't look like a back injury to me. CBS. Oh, let's welcome in Corey Chavis. Sweet. Corey Chavis, part of CBS Sports Network's NFL draft expert coverage. CBS Sports Network, which you can see our TV show, continues tonight with their draft coverage at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Inside College Football's draft special, The Big Uglies. Chavis, you're going to talk the Big Uglies? We like skill position guys. Who's on the big? Who's your top on the Big Ugly board?
Oh, man, the Big Ugly for me, I guess it depends on how ugly you want to get or how nasty you want to get. I guess that would be the case. But I guess on the inside, the Big Ugly, the top guy would be probably Cameron Urban, but the center from Florida State.
Well, it's funny because you got him from Florida State, and we got Eddie Goldman on a little bit later on in the show. He's actually coming up in 35 minutes on the other side of the ball. As a big ugly, a 3 technique, a 5 technique guy. How good is Goldman?
Oh, I think he's excellent. I mean, compared to me, in a lot of ways, to Michael Brockers with the St. Louis Rams, same type of player. Both of them kind of came out a little bit early. Some people thought they probably both could stand another year or two in school. But I just think that, you know, at 6'4", 336 pounds, with the way he's able to play with his hands and use some of his length, I thought he really came on this year. I thought he faded late in the year a little bit, but I thought he was pretty good most of the season.
All right, let's get to what everybody is discussing in terms of the current NFL. Greg Hardy suspended 10 games. I got to ask you, throughout your history in the NFL, you didn't have any of this off the field nonsense. But he was on the commissioner's exempt list, was paid last year, initially found guilty. Then it went to a jury trial to which she didn't show up. The NFL just released their report. They couldn't get a hold of the accuser. She wouldn't talk to them. He did. 3 times he presented his case. They didn't believe him, and they suspended it for 10 games. What's your reaction?
Well, I mean, that's a lot. You know, I think when you start looking at, what he's going through now, I guess the fact that he was paid, you know, I think that's one way to look at it. You say, well, you know, he kind of ended up not actually getting a play, but he still pretty much was able to get his money. It just kind of shows that there's different types of maybe, when you start looking at the penalties for different, I guess, maybe crimes in a sense or whatever you want to call them. In this case, maybe not getting all the way going through the true legal process.
Well, together, when they're trying to go around one guy, that next guy's going to step up and deliver.
The last two times that Samardzija has pitched, he's pitched against guys who have had the Cy Young Award or still have it. David Price, the last time in Detroit, no decision there, going to eight innings, giving up a run. Today, Kluber has last year's trophy at his house, and he beats him today in his record 1-1. Kluber still has not had a win this season.
That's pretty cool to think about that when it comes to Samardzija. You know, you send him out there knowing he's a workhorse and he's going to give you a chance to win, but he's doing it against the best that have a history here in the American League right now. And the White Sox, again, showing that they've got the potential to be a big threat here in the Central.
White Sox scored 6 runs on 14 hits, left 10. And the Indians, no runs on 7 hits today. And when you shut down them, they've got a pretty good offense. You shut them down, you've done some nifty pitching.
Yeah, well, we have talked about that. This is not a lineup. You don't just go through the Indians lineup as if you're saying, oh, these guys can't play. They're not that good. They can play, and they do have a very good lineup. But today, White Sox pitching, showing what they can do. And I'm going to expect they're going to do that an awful lot this year, down an opponent.
A note also on the Indians. They left 11 base runners. Samardzija, the winner, 1-1, 1-down. Kluber, the loser, falls to 0-2. Game was played 2 hours, 57 minutes. 14,429 tickets sold on a cool day here in Chicago to see the White Sox get within 2 games of 500, now at 6-8. We want to thank our engineers, the downtown studios, the birthday boy, Joe Ostrowski, and Brandon McCaffrey, here at the ballpark. Paul Zerang, his brother Mark, certainly our next broadcast tomorrow, right here at U.S. Cellular tomorrow night. The pregame show with Chris Ranji, 6:35. Lineups at 7:03, and the first pitch at 7:10. First of 4 with the winners of the American League Championship Trophy last year, the Kansas City Royals. They are 3-0 against the White Sox. Yordano Ventura will pitch for Kansas City. Chris Sale for the Sox. Please join us here at U.S. Cellular. As we say goodbye on a cool afternoon, anything to add, partner?
Goodbye, everybody.
We say goodbye from U.S. Cellular Field. 6-0 White Sox. Up next, Chris Ranji will take your calls on the score on the White Sox Radio Network. Drive safely. We know the drive home is going on right now. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 6-0 Sox. So long from U.S. Cellular.
White Sox Baseball on WSCR, 670 The Score, and your White Sox Radio Network has been presented to you in part by Miller Lite, by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports, Menards, IBEW Local 134, Safeco Insurance, CJ Wilson Mazda, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Community Hospital of Northwest Indiana, Hills Brothers Coffee, Phillips Chevrolet in Frankfort, Thornton's, Allstate Insurance, and Beggar's Pizza. They lay it on thick.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I wanted to do it again and again and again.
Now put Ford on your list and get 0% financing for 72 months on a 2014 Focus or a 2014 Edge. Best selling based on 2014 calendar year sales. Qualified buyers get 0% APR financing from Ford Credit. 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 5/4/15. See dealer for details. Hurry to your local Ford dealer for the EcoBoost Challenge and act fast to take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years on a 2014 Focus or a 2014 Edge.